you know.
Mm-hmm.
He was a very happy,
mm-hmm.
happy person.
Oh, all right. Mm-hmm. Anybody else want to share? I know the first time I ever did this meditation, I thought, oh, I'll get somebody like Glinda from The Wizard of Oz. This wonderful ball of light with her little wand, you know. And I didn't get that at all. I got some creature. I can't recall what it looked like exactly, but it was really not what I was expecting. I went into it with certain expectations, you know. I'm going to let my kitty in.
Yeah, poor little thing. She feels all this energy in here. It does not want to be out there. Surprise my dog. Oh, there's my dog, too. Monty, back. Monty. Oh, gosh. Monty, come. Monty.
No, no. The energy circle, too.
Come on.
Why don't you come
here?
Oh,
first?
Come on, Mom.
He knows you have dogs, Claudia.
Ooh.
Monty, come on.
She's like that, too. She always wants to be part of the company.
What a cute.
Just a little
joke. I know.
Please don't make me do that.
Well, Bert's not here, so we'll see what happens. I had him sit by the front door. He may come bounding back in here.
He stays that well? Will you tell him to stay?
He's just a great animal. We just got him. Oh, that's my cat. Yeah, it drives him nuts because he thinks she gets away with murder, you know, and he has to do all these stuff.
My dog, too, because the kitty, and I've noticed the cat
gets jealous.
Yeah.
She let the cats do, but
I know. It's not fair. Oh, shoot.
That's a pretty cat.
I know.
She's beautiful.
She has really sweet eyes. Yeah, she's a sweetie, too. Well, anyway, with this meditation, you've really tapped into a part of yourself that does exist within you, and you can call it forward anytime. And I don't know if you've ever experienced in a dream or anything, but that's one way that that aspect can make contact with you is through the dream state, giving you either symbols or a verbal message, or sometimes it's emblazoned in red letters or whatever, and or just pictures. They might just be there, and then these pictures will unfold about what it is that would be good for you to do for your health at this point in time. Or you can sit in a meditative state and call that being to your assistance, call that part of yourself forward to give you some information. And you might try that sometime just to see how that feels and see what happens. Be kind of playful with it. It can be fun, too. Okay, what time is it getting? Oh, good. 8:30. The other concept that I was going to share with you tonight is that you are a pure spirit in a physical focus. And this is another one of those concepts that you can't verbalize very much. It gets back to having the knowing and sensing within yourself, or that the words resonate with that truth within you, that you really are more than your physical body, that you are spirit indwelling the body. You are spirit manifested as Lil or Ro or Vicky, whatever, at this moment in time. And one of the ways you can have the knowing of that is if you can remember what it feels like when you do the grounding technique and you just feel that energy washing over you. It's almost like you melt or you dissolve or you become very soft. And that gives you a sense of the knowing of that, that you truly are spirit in the body, not just the body. And the body is kind of like a set of clothing that when you die, you're just going to take it off and you'll still be. We have many other bodies, and I won't get into all of that tonight because that can be a whole class in itself. But the first body, the immediate one, is the etheric or etheric body. And that appears just like this one does. So it's like stepping out of yourself, you might say, taking off this suit of clothing, and there you are in one of your energy bodies. And some of the other ways you can have the sensing of that you are spirit, if you've ever meditated and gone very into a very deep state of meditation, you lose consciousness practically of the physical body. It's like you become extremely expanded. Or sometimes you may have an experience of light. Light just in filling you or flowing over you or being all around you. That's a real, to me, conscious realization of spirit. I know when I've sensed that, it's... She's checking everybody out. Last night I came home and I had some kind of stomach cramps, and she knew that immediately. She hopped right on me and laid right down here, and it felt so good because she got so nice and warm. This is a lot of good healing energy. Okay, let's see. I guess basically that's really all I can say about that. It's just one of those concepts that you have to sense into or feel into. Have that knowing within your heart that that is the truth. If that resonates within you, that is truth for you. And we've talked quite a bit in other classes already about being more than just the physical body. That is the truth about us. And when you think that you are spirit in this body, that gives you unlimited creativity, unlimited access to joy and expansiveness. There is just no limit to you. It just appears that there is, because you are spirit existing as this body right now. So, to me, that's it's a real special thought, a real special concept, but not easy to verbalize. It's something that you have to sense into. So you can begin to just let that kind of roll around, and if it doesn't work for you right now, stick it on your mental shelf and just let it sit there for a while. And then pull it back out again in a few weeks' time or months' time and take a look at it again.
Sounds so interesting, because when you start to work with that concept, I know I'm real competitive with myself, and there's a lot of things that we get put on that's like, you're what you do, you're what, you know, you're all these outer things in this world as far as how much you're producing, what are you producing in this life, so what are you doing, and if you don't feel real fulfilled on those levels or on the physical level, and I'm really getting in tune with, because we just built a house this year, and it's a house that's meant to add on to, that it's like it's never enough. And then we gotta get the carpet, then we gotta get the furniture to go with it, but then we're gonna be adding on. And then, you know, it's like, it's crazy, it's never enough. And it really is, and it's within myself too. It doesn't matter what you did. I have a friend, the same man I told you about, his father's dying, who wrote a number one bestseller. And his father didn't think he should be a writer, and he didn't think he should be in the music business. And his father says, so what are you gonna do when you grow up? And this man had made like $1 million in the past year working in the rock and roll and writing the number one bestseller. But that did not meet his father's qualifications. And it's like, it isn't. We keep moving. It's like, we feel like driven to be fulfilled and to find that within ourselves. And you start looking around and you say, on this level, there isn't enough. And you start, what the heck are we doing here? And you start tapping into that you are spirit. And then it gives you a new perspective, like a playfulness. At first I thought I didn't have to do anything here. When I started tapping into that I was spirit, then the energy comes to, like, move out of your body. Well, I'm just going to be spirit. I'm not going to work with this plane. And you says, screw this plane, it doesn't exist. And you start getting, too cosmic, too pure. And then the realization...
to a lot of people.
Then the realization comes that, hey, I was given a body. I was given the body. The idea is not to take the energy and go up. You know, the energy is already there. Take the energy and ground it into this earth and bring as much joy, as much love, as much creativity, as much fun. You know, you just start tapping that and bring it in, and then it doesn't matter what you do. You can do anything, nothing, everything. And we're not limited to the things that, you know, oh, when you were a kid, you were good at this and that. Those are your talents, and that's all. It's like if you want to play a musical instrument and you never were able to or felt very musical, you sit down and you meditate and you get into the joy of the music and you find somebody out there in the cosmos. You say, somebody come help me do this. And you pick up a flute and you play. And the same thing with painting, if you want to paint or if you just want to play. Whatever it is, whatever level that you want to work on, whatever gets you high, however you want to move the joy or the creativity or the love, it's there. And it's really, you know, it's really easy. And that's the fun of starting to realize that you're a spirit in a physical form, is the playfulness of that and the creativity. And we're not just here to, like, grow up, become middle class, function a certain way all our life, and then die. You know, it's really to bring the joy and the love here and to transform this form.
Yeah. Spirit is unlimited. When you think about that, you know, and what Ro was saying about creativity, tapping into the arts or whatever, it's so true. When I was very young, I was told I couldn't draw, and I carried that with me for a long time, and it's still in there. But I know at some point in my life I'm going to paint. I can feel that coming, and I know it's going to happen. I'm real excited about it. I don't know when it's going to happen. But spirit is unlimited, unlimited on every level. And so if you are spirit in this body, you are unlimited. There is no limit to what you can think of or create. Just there's no limit. And something else I started doing just recently was tap dancing, something I've always wanted to do all my life. And so now I'm doing it, and it is great. It's just as great as I thought it would be when I was seven. I love it. So, and I've taken some razzing about that from some people, and it's just another example of there doesn't have to be limits to anything, anytime. You know, it all, if you accept the fact that you are spirit, then you just expand your energy immediately. Then you can tap into the wisdom, to the creative ideas you need to overcome challenges or problems. There's just no limit on all levels. So that's the other point I wanted to make, and I was forgetting. So, any questions?
I've got something.
Yeah, Joan.
And it's really hard to make a statement without making it sound negative. So
oh, that's
I'm just
okay.
Trying to word it right. But when you were talking about, you know, okay, originally going under other people's concepts and when is enough, and because you keep going, or you build a house, or you do one painting, and then you want three, and then you want seven, and then you want to be famous, or, you know, all
that.
Then
you've got to be the best.
And my mom's been really ill and had a stroke a week ago, and she's okay, and it's going to be fine.
Oh,
but I've been going through just a whole lot of these things, speed it up, you know, like you were talking about,
yes.
Perhaps, like a movie camera going double speed right now.
Mm-hmm.
And what's coming to me, because I'm sort of seeing part of this from her eyes, I think he's FDA. What came back with me from visiting down there was the, you know, when you were saying be in your favorite place in nature. It's unbelievable when you sit in the house 24 hours a day and you go out and you're in the city and there's people all around. Do you know you can look up and you can see a patch of sky, and it might be that big, but that's as big as expanse as the whole universe is. So it was interesting to me to know I was down there and I was really trapped in this place, because we live in the country and I adore it, that I could still find it there. It's still there.
Mm-hmm.
You can still see the clouds come over and all these things. And it's there and it's everywhere. You don't have to be where you are.
Yeah, I know what you're doing.
You can get what you're needing from where you are.
That's right. That business of you can recreate the energy at any place, at any moment in time. The energy of where your normal space is, you can take that with you and recreate that, or allow that to be where you were in a very confined, small space. It's very true. Yeah, that's great.
And the other thing is, like you say, do the tap dancing and do all of it.
Yeah.
Because I hate to think that when I'm 70 or 80, I say, oh, gee, why didn't I do that? Why didn't I do this?
True.
You know, why didn't I take the time and do it?
Well, a part of it is we have to give ourselves permission to be creative. We have to say it's okay, you know, or start claiming your creativity. Start thinking of yourself. Say, I am a creative person. I have an 11-year-old daughter that came into the world with kind of did not believe in her creativity. I'm not real sure where that came from, but, I mean, she was very verbal about it. So I didn't deny that she felt that way, but I started to say, oh, I think you're so creative. I think you're so creative. It took a few years, but now she'll say that. Oh, Mom, I'm so creative. You know? I mean, she can create something out of nothing. When she doesn't have people to play with, she goes drags them in, or she just creates out of... She made this wonderful Kleenex doll that I'm going to save forever, because she had nothing, and she wanted to make something, and she just took scraps of Kleenex, and she curled hair, and she painted a face on it, and it's really wonderful. And she believes that about herself now, so that business of healing those old thought patterns is so important. It really is. And start claiming your creativity on the thought level, too, by saying it to yourself. Okay, well, the other thing I had tonight is this energy meditation that I wanted to take you through. And I'll do it slowly so you can get the sense of it. You're going to help to dissolve your physical body so you kind of don't feel like it's there anymore. That may happen for you or it may not. And sometimes it takes a couple of times to go through this meditation before you kind of lose that sense. I really get in touch with that feeling of being energy or spirit. So just be as relaxed as you can. And let me turn this down low again. And hope my cat doesn't come and jump on somebody. So just get
shifting.
Yeah. Just find a comfortable position. You can be seated or you can lie down, whatever is comfortable for you. And first of all, I'd like to have you take a few moments to ground and center your energy. So just do that on your own. I'd like you to take 3 deep breaths and relax into your body. Begin to become very still and quiet. Now focus your attention on your toes. Begin to sense your toes. Now allow your toes to disappear into light. Now become aware of your feet. Feel them disappear into light. No feet, only light. Feel your ankles. And feel them disappear into light. Focus your consciousness on your legs. And allow them to disappear into light. Become aware of your buttocks and feel them disappear into light. Feel your stomach. Feel your stomach dissolve into light. Feel your chest. Now feel your chest. Melt into the light. Become aware of your arms. then allow them to disappear into light. Feel your shoulders. Allow them to dissolve into light. Feel your chin. Now feel it vanish, disappear into light. Feel your mouth, cheeks, and nose dissolve and disappear into light. Feel your eyes and forehead dissolve and disappear into the light. Feel the top of your head disappear into light. And now your whole head dissolves into the light. Now you are free of the body. It has entirely dissolved into light. Take a moment to go within this light body. This is the real you that is beyond your physical body. When you are ready, slowly allow your consciousness to return to this room and into your physical body. Take a few deep breaths and then open your eyes. That feel?
Lighter than this physical body does.
Okay. Was that difficult for anybody? Sometimes it is, especially if you haven't done something like this before. It's difficult to imagine the body dissolving or, and feeling what that feels like, you know. Okay.
I saw myself as those guys in that movie Cocoon.
Oh, all right.
How beautiful.
That's
there
perfect.
It's,
yeah,
so it's like, it's okay to do that now because I've seen it.
Yeah.
You know, right.
That's right. Oh, I love that movie. That was fun.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, you'd love it, Claudia. It's really good.
They can just unzip their bodies and then sit down and play cards.
Yeah. Why not? Okay. Are there any questions or anything at this point? That's about all I have for class tonight. Oh, all right.
Community guides. Are they only for us, or do they take care of other people there?
Only for us, you mean?
Is that only mine, or is that one take care of other people?
Sometimes they do. Sometimes they're with more than one person. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that true of all guides?
No, not necessarily. Some are make a commitment to specifically work with you, you know, during your lifetime or whatever. But sometimes certain guides will work with a couple, three, maybe even more people.
Some people will have dreams of like being in like a room with a group of people. A lot of times it's the same group of people.
Is anybody allergic to dogs? Because I don't want to cause a problem for anybody. Okay. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Ro.
No, it's just... Some people do. They'll have a dream, and they'll be working with a group of people, and it's like the same group of people.
That's right.
And they'll work with a group of people. But then other, like I have guides, and I think they're just aspects of myself. I have an Indian one,
yes.
And I've started speaking with, sometimes I'll come into a great, kind of a British Indian accent. I'll use it with my son sometimes. And at first it just talked to me in my head with that, and I pick up accents so easily.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
But he talks to me, and then I'll speak with this great accent.
Yeah, that's right.
I just
right.
assume it's an aspect of me.
Sometimes guides are just a higher aspect of yourself that you're not consciously aware of on this level of existence. Boy, you've made a friend, Melissa. He's 4 years old and you'd never know it. He's a big puppy. Yeah, mentioning about dreams with groups of guides, before I really opened up to a lot of my other levels, when I was in my late teens and my early 20s, I had a whole series of dreams every night. I would go and I'd be with this group. Oh, Monty, get off the chair, you rascal. And just make him get down. Oh, geez. Anyway, I'd be with this group, and they taught me different things about how to see auras and being able to be clairaudient and that sort of thing. Just any, I don't know, numerous different things that they wanted me to become aware of. And I was ready to do that on one level, but I wasn't ready to do it on this level, so that's where I was working on it. And I met those guys on a regular basis. I haven't seen them in a long time, but I think about them a lot because it was really a way of initiating me very gently, very lovingly in that other level, the dream level. So. Oh, gosh. I thought Bert was back, but he's not. Well, let's see. If no one has any...